Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. How are you on this lovely morning? I'm here at the Graphic Studio Gallery just off Cope Street with Paula Kennedy. Kennedy, Paula, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Barbara.
There is a fantastic show coming up, and this is why we're here to talk about it, the Winter Exhibition and the Sponsors Portfolio. This is an opportunity for people to buy something different at a very good price, a piece of artwork at a very good price for that special person or anybody you like at all at Christmas. It's fantastic. What's going to go on here is going to be absolutely brilliant. Paula, will you tell us all about it?
Sure. Well, our opening starts on next week, so on the 5th of December, is the official opening of the exhibition, and it involves work by our studio members and gallery artists, and it's all framed on the wall, but the works can be taken home with you on purchase, so they can be actually taken off the wall, so you have your perfect Christmas gift in time for Christmas, and everything is wrapped and ready, and looks fantastic. And we also, at the same time, there's about, at the moment, about 50 pieces have arrived in for the show, so it's quite extensive, there's lots of work involved. And we also will be launching our sponsors portfolio. And this is something that we've been doing for the past 4 years. So this is the fifth year of it. And it involves four artists and one writer who submit a piece of work to us, and we put it into a beautiful archival portfolio. And that is a really special Christmas gift as well. So this year, the artists involved are Diana Copperwhite, Michael Timmins, Ruth O'Donnell, Yoko Kino, and then the writing is by John Bamble. So it's a really special piece.
Yes, there are a lot of special pieces. Now, you have so many artists coming in here. What's Jean Barton contributing?
So she has two wonderful pieces going to be in the show, again using her gold leaf, which is kind of her signature style, and both with lovely irises. So absolutely so luxurious, really beautiful, lovely framed pieces. And on that kind of lovely grey paper that she's working on at the moment, really something so special. They're absolutely beautiful.
They are indeed. I've seen this lady's work and it is absolutely stunning. You would love to have it on your wall if you had the pleasure. And Margaret Becker is contributing as well. Now, Margaret's been around as a printer for a while, hasn't she?
She has, and she's quite involved with Leinster Printmaking Studios as well, and has been submitting artwork into Graphic Studio for a long time, and we've had the pleasure of working with her over the years. But this piece is really beautiful. It's a little blackbird, and it's absolutely gorgeous, really so beautiful, and it's on kind of a darker paper, really different kind of to what she was doing before, but really gorgeous, absolutely beautiful piece.
And also we have a Bernadette Madden.
Yes, and that actually came from, we have a show on at the minute out in the Botanic Gardens, and it's all based on, you know, bits from the Botanic Gardens, kind of, you know, artists could choose, walk around and kind of choose different areas that they liked. And Bernadette went into the green houses, basically, and did lots of sketches and drawings from there. And the piece that she's contributing into the Christmas show is actually a piece that she did while out in the Botanic Gardens. And it's a beautiful greenhouse, it's a screen print, loads of colours, as Bernadette Madden does. It's kind of her signature style. And it's a large piece, really beautiful.
And will more of the botanics be coming to the gallery in town?
Yes, they will. What we're doing is it's exhibiting at the moment out in the Botanic Gardens, but that show, all the work will be coming into the gallery from the 5th of December as well. So we'll be showing it unframed in our browsers. And that, again, is a wonderful Christmas gift because it's affordable. It's a fundraiser for our studio, and each piece is at the price of, well, €100, which is a fantastic price for a piece of art. And we will be having them here, and it's also going touring that exhibition. So once it finishes in the Botanic Gardens, it's going on to Green Acres in Wexford, so directly afterwards. So it'll be on there until Christmas.
There's an awful lot of work involved in this, isn't there?
There's a huge amount of work, So we've had a fantastic committee of people working away in the background doing all this. So a mixture of members and artists who have been giving over their time to put these shows together. So, and then in the gallery, then it's our gallery staff here who are putting together the winter show, and then the printing of the sponsors' portfolios are done by people in the studio and artists, and Robert, our studio director. And so there's huge amounts of people involved in the background.
And here's me thinking you were doing everything.
Well, I am. I just, you know, giving credit to other people too.
This lady works very hard, I think, in here. And, I mean, there is just, like, Geraldine O'Reilly comes to mind, of course.
Yes, and she's always, you know, stable person in the gallery here, and she's been fantastic over the years with us as well, and delighted to be showing more of her work in the gallery. So that's fantastic. There's so many people. We've got a beautiful Carmel Benson piece, which is beautiful, really gorgeous, kind of a small piece, but a goldfinch. So if you're into birds or anything like that, or if you know somebody who is, then that is a fantastic piece of work as well.
Absolutely fantastic. And Marcia van Kampen, now that's a name that strikes me as well.
Yes, and she's kind of always, she's a gallery artist. She's not one of our studio members, but she's been contributing here for a long time as well. And her work is just fabulous, very strong, very bold kind of work. And it's beautiful as well. And she's did a fantastic piece in our, we had an exhibition during the summer based on Strumpet City. And she had a fantastic piece in that as well, which we will be obviously showcasing in our browsers here too. So there's plenty to choose from. You just have to come in.
Yeah, there is plenty to choose from. And folks, everybody's welcome here. Some people, I have to say it again, John, some people think the gallery thing is a snobby thing and you have to be invited. That's not true. Sure it's not.
Absolutely not. We'd be delighted for anyone to call in. We're only too pleased to have people to show the work to, because, I mean, it's obviously it's our job, but we absolutely love it. It's this gallery staff love showing people's work to other people who maybe have not seen what a print is. They don't know about it. We will explain. We're happy to talk about the work. And it's coming in through the door that we just would like everyone to come in and share it with everyone.
And where exactly are you? Because you're a little bit out of the mainstream.
Yes, we're a little hidden gem in Temple Bar. We're at the back of Bloom's Hotel or Central Bank, just off Cope Street. And we're kind of down a laneway, so when you look down the lane, just directly opposite from Bloom's Hotel, you'll see there's an illuminated sign saying art, and that's how you'll know you're in the right place.
Absolutely fantastic. And have you got a website?
We do. It's www.graphicstudiodublin.com, and all the information about the exhibitions are up on the website, and we try to keep it as up-to-date as possible, so it's constantly changing and evolving and putting up new work and, you know, keeping it as up-to-date as possible.
Absolutely fantastic. Paula, Kennedy, thanks very much. John, we'll go back to you in studio.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Barbara. There seems to be great things happening this time of year.
Oh, it's really work coming in. You come in for €100, you're going to come home with a beautiful piece of art.
Okay, we're getting a bit of interference there, Barbara, so I'm going to say goodbye, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Barbara.